Okay, we are starting a Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Just like to update everybody where we're up to as far as what we're talking about. Rabbi Yossi said that all women are allowed to have Erusin, besides an Amana, cannot have Erusin because of Avelus. The problem was that on the 9 days or in the week of Tisha B'Av, we allow Erusin and we don't allow washing clothing. And by Shloshim, we have allowed washing clothing, at least in the time of the Gemara, and why shouldn't we allow Erusin? So at the end of the day, the Gemara answered, the Rabbi Yossi meant all women can get married besides an Amana because of Avelus, because marriage is usher during the Shloshim. So the Gemara said, how can any woman get married during the 3 months? Isn't there a problem of Avchana? We won't know who the father of the baby is. So the Gemara answered in its first answer, Amem Gimel Amud Beis, that he doesn't hold of Avchana. He's not concerned about the 3 months. He doesn't care that we don't know who the father is. Let me explain. He doesn't think it happens frequently enough that that should be a matter of concern. That's what we answered till now. We did start the second answer last time, but I think we're going to start again from the second line on the top. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. V'Yivay Yaseba. L'Olam Isla. Rabbi Yossi is worried about Avchana. And Enochinami, he would not let a grusha get married during the 3 months because we have to be worried that maybe she's pregnant. And again, Rebecca does not make the loin plug, so he's not worried about it when we know she's not pregnant, but he's worried about it when we don't know, and therefore he would be worried about it. The Ema, and what Rebecca said in our Mishnah is as follows. Kol arusois grushois yinasu. Not kol hanashim yinasu, but call Arusa is Grusa, Shinasu. If she was only an Arusa and a Grusa, then we let her get married because she's not pregnant, because she's only an Arusa. So he lets her get married. But he doesn't let, except an Amana cannot get married, even if she was an Arusa, which the Gemara is going to question later on. But the Gemara now says the Rabbi Yossi holds that an Arusa has Avelus. And therefore, she's allowed to have other Erusin. If she's a grusha, so there's no avelus, so she can get married. She's not pregnant. She was only an arusa, and she got divorced, so there's no avelus. However, if she's an amana from our erison, she has to have avelus, and therefore cannot have nisuin for 30 days. She can have erison because erison is not prohibited at this point during avelus, right? That's what we said. We said erison is not prohibited during shloshim. But she cannot have nisuin because of Avela. Havchama is not an issue because she was only an Arusa. And she was only an Arusa, and Arusa has no problem of having to wait 3 months because of pregnancy. So she has no problem with that. If she's a Grusha, she can get married right away. If she's an Amana, she has to wait 30 days for nisuin because she's an Avela, because she lost her husband, even though she was only an Arusa. That's what the Gemara is answering.
What's he adding to the Tanakama?
He is permitting. No, the Tanakama said, no woman can get married or erison for 3 months. Like plug across the board. Right? You want to know what he's adding to Yehuda? There were three opinions in our Mishnah. Remeir, the Tanakama, banned all women from getting married or erison in 3 months. Because of Loi Plug. Right. Rabbi Yossi does not agree to that Loi Plug. He lets an Arusa get married. If there's no Avelus problem, he gets an Arusa get married. She's not pregnant. There's no Loi Plug.
Who's more Machme, Rabbi Yossi? Or who's more Meiko, Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda?
At this point, we don't know yet. We haven't gotten to Rabbi Yehuda sitting into this yet. At this point, we're just dealing with the words of Rabbi Yossi. In three lines, we'll see what happens. But at this point, we're saying the Yossi is permitting Arusais to get married, but an Amana Arusa has to wait 30 days. Not Havchana. There's no Havchana by an Arusa.
How about Hefsh Nisuin?
If she's a Nisuin, what's that, Lachu?
Yeah.
Let's say two. Back to Gemara. Let's just do the Rashi. He holds a babchana, but he is allowing marriage. But v'loy anasuas koi, not going in a married lady because she has to wait 3 months. Ella arusas koi, he's going in an arusa. V'achi kamar, kol arusa shenisgarsu, all arusas that got divorced, yinasu, can get married right away. There's no havchana because they never consummated the marriage with their first husband. There's no avelus because they are divorced. Chutzman arusas almanas machmas ha'ibu. Well, Kamam Parach, later on the Gemara will question this, Michayim Ibul Arusa, since when is an Arusa Chayim and Avelis, that will be discussed later on. Frak the Gemara, Ihaki Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. So what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaitzi? Rabbi Yehuda allowed an Arusa to get married, and he allowed a Mesua to have Eresus. What did Rabbi Yaitzi add that Rabbi Yehuda didn't say? And Avelis is not the issue, because we don't think at this point that Rabbi Yehuda would argue on the concept of Avelis. So we're questioning, so what is the Machloikas, Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yehuda? If Rabbi Yaisi is just saying that an Arusa has to keep 30 days because of Avelis, we have no reason to assume that Rabbi Yehuda would argue on that. So what is the Machloikas, Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yehuda? Zakrashi, Yehaki Hain Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Nami Shari Arusa Linase. Rabbi Yehuda also permitted an Arusa to get married. The Lekel of Eimer Hachi Kibul Il, Rabbi Yaisi Ibul Asa Lashminan, the Nesuan Asa Kolam Ajayim. It can't say that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaisi is that you can't do Nesuan for 30 days. See, before we thought Rabbi Yaisi banned Arusin. That we could say Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he holds an Avela doesn't have an Isser Arusin. But Nesuan, everybody holds an Avela can't get married during 30 days. So what's Rabbi Yehuda? What's the disagreement? Right? Because as Rashi explained, the Nesuan Kula Amamaydin the Simcha. Everybody agrees that Nesuan itself is a Simcha. And if it's a Simcha, it can't be done during the 30 days. V'yinasu dekama Rabbi Yehuda Agusha. When Rabbi Yehuda said an Arusa can get married, he meant Agusha, the Lekha Yibu Kama. Meaning before, an original shot in the Gemara, we thought Rabbi Yaisi banned Arusin. Right? And we said, Rabbi Yehuda argues that holds there's no Isser Arusin by an Avela. The problem was, why in the world does Rabbi Yaisi ban Arusin? We proved that Arusin should be permitted. So we had to retract. And we said, Rabbi Yaisi doesn't mean to ban Arusin. He means to ban the Suin from an Arusa. But the Suin, everybody agrees it's Isser and Avela. So what is the disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi? And for the Gemara, the difference is, Ikim benayu nesua le'arek. Can nesua have erisin? Rabbi Yehuda sabar nesua muteres le'arek. Rabbi Yehuda permits a nesua to have erisin. Rabbi Yaisi sabar nesua asura le'arek. And he holds a nesua cannot have erisin. So let me explain. Rabbi Meir made two zeris. He said, no one can get married nor have erisin for 3 months. One plug. That white plug includes two gzeiros. Number one, it's that an arusa cannot get married or have erusin, even though the arusa can't be pregnant. That was one gzeiro. The second gzeiro was, and the sua, who might be pregnant, can't have erusin, even though she's not going to consummate her marriage with her second husband. So there were two gzeiros that he made. He didn't let an arusa get married, even though we know she's not pregnant. And he didn't get an Isua at Arison, even though we know she won't get pregnant from her second husband. He made two Xeris. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with both. He said, an Arusa can get married, we know she's not pregnant, and an Isua can get Arison, because we know she's not getting pregnant from the second husband.
Rameir
is the Tanakama. Yeah, Tanakama is Rameir. We identified him last blood as Rameir. So Rameir had made two gzeiros. Can I finish explaining? Rameir made two gzeiros. He ushered an arusa to get married, even though we know she's not pregnant. And he ushered an nesua to have erusin, even though we know she won't get pregnant. Those are the two gzeiros he made. Came along to Behuda, and he disagreed with both gzeiros. He says, an arusa can get married, we know she's not pregnant. And the sua can have erusin, because we know she won't get pregnant. So Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with both gzeiros that Rameir made. comes along Rabbi Yossi, and he compromises. He says, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda that an Arusa can get married. She's not pregnant. But I don't allow an Asuah to have Arison because I'm afraid if I allow her to have Arison, she'll have the Asuah. And that we're afraid of because she's an Asuah, she might be pregnant. So Rabbi Yossi is being more machmer than Rabbi Yehuda at this point in the Gemara. He's accepting one of the Xeris of Rabbi Meir and rejecting the other one. Rabbi Meir made two. Rabbi Yehuda rejected both. Rabbi Yossi accepts one and rejects the other.
What was the first Xeris again?
Rabbi Meir does not allow an Arusa to get married. Even though we know she's not pregnant. What?
Arison or Kedushin? When you say get married, you mean she means Arison or
Kedushin? Arison and Kedushin are synonymous.
I know, but you said married. They can't get married. What is that?
Well, it starts off a double zero, I should say that. First, he doesn't let an Arusa get Nisuan, even though we know she's not pregnant.
Okay,
right?
Get Nisuan, fine, yeah.
And then he says he can't even have Arison. He doesn't allow Arusa to do anything. Am I explaining myself?
Yeah.
What you have to say
is that Arusa can't do Arusin, and obviously she can't do Nisuin.
Yeah, but it's a two-step process. First, he made Xera, then in Arusa, even though we know she's not pregnant, can't have Nisuin. Then he made Xera, then in Nisua, even though we know she won't get pregnant from the second husband, still can't have Arusin. And then he expanded it and said, we won't an Arusa, can't have Arison either. It's because he made the second Zera, therefore he expanded the first Zera, if you understand what I'm saying. Really, the Isser he made was an Arusa can't get the Suim. Because even though we know she's not pregnant, we don't want the Suim. Then he made a Zera that an Asua can't even have Arison, even though we know she won't get pregnant. Then he said, we're not letting anybody have anything. It's like an expansion based on the second Zera.
Why not following my once? I mean, yeah, but why do you have to do it that way? Just once, if you learn, you make this initial. Why not just make initial Gezera of an Arison to Arison?
If you want to do it that way, you want to do it that way, but it's a two-step process even then. Because why is he offering Arison from an Arusa? What are we worried about?
Zera of the sewer.
It's just a gazera, it's old plug. We just we're not doing
it. Xera what? Let's take it back. What are we worried about? Xera has to be because we're worried. What are we worried about?
On Yehuda we're worried.
Forget about Yehuda. Let's not mix apples and oranges. Why are we asking an Arusa to have Arison? Let's analyze that step. Why?
She might be pregnant.
What are we worried about?
No.
Pregnant.
Sorry?
She might get married.
We're worried about two again. Pregnancy of what? First or second?
First.
That's so we said Asin is suing. Why are we Asin Garrison?
Arusa. Can't be pregnant. She's an Arusa.
No, wait a second. It's Xera. It's Xera. We don't let an Arusa have Nisua get married because she might be pregnant. Because Otto or Nisua, right? That's Xera. But why aren't we letting her have Arusa?
She might get married.
So there's two Xeras going on here. One in Xera Arusa Atu Nisua, and one Xera Arison Atu Nisua. It's a two-step process.
Arison.
Dr. Harris, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes. Yes.
So the mayor made this two-step process. He was worried both in Arusa Atu Nisua and Arison out to the sewer. He was worried about both steps. That was Rameyer. Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, I'm not worried at all. And Arusa can get married. She's not pregnant. And the sewer can get Arison. She won't get pregnant from the second husband. They're only having Arison. So he makes none of the two steps. Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, in one, I agree to Rameyer, and in one, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda. I agree to Rabbi Yehuda that an Arusa can get married because she's not pregnant. But I don't let an Asua have Arison because I'm afraid she might get married. Then I do make the Xera. So he's agreeing to Reb Yossi, to Reb Yehuda in one, and to Reb Meir in the other. So he's more machmir than Reb Yehuda.
He's arguing on the second one, on the Nisui Cantu Erison.
Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. At this point in the Gemara, that's what we want to say. Correct.
So the words in the Mishnah really should say, "Putz min almana mipnei gzeirus ha'evil."
No. An almana from Erison can't get married.
But she can't get married.
From Erison, he's an Arusa.
Doesn't let her get Erison either.
Yes, she can. He allows an Arusa to get married. He doesn't make that Gzera. See, we're mixing up two Gzeras. There's one Gzera, and Arusa Artu Nesua. And there's one Gzera, Erison Artu Nesua. It's a different Gzera to the second husband.
Okay.
You said the same thing. I'm
sorry?
Did you just repeat the same Gzera? Erison Artu Nesua?
No. The first Gzera is the lady herself. She is an Arusa. Are we afraid we're going to confuse her with an Asua? That's the first question. The second question is, when we allow Erison, are we afraid that people will take it to Nesua?
Each side.
Do you understand the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So Rabbi Yossi agrees, is worried about one, but he's not worried about the other. He trusts that an Arusa won't be confused with an Asua. But he doesn't allow Erison because he's afraid people will do an Asua. So he agrees to one Zera, but not to the other. I'm not sure if I'm getting through. Dr. Harris, do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Zogta Gemara, Ikki Benayu Nesua Li Aris. Can a Nesua do Arison? If Yehuda Saber Nesua Muteris Laris, she says a Nesua could do Arison because he doesn't think you will confuse Arison and Nesuan. Reb Yaisi Saber Nesua Asura Li Aris. Then a Nesua cannot do Arison because we're afraid if we allow Erison, they'll do Nesuan. Rashi. Ihachi ha'inu'am ikub b'nayu Nesua li'aris. The Kamer of Yehuda, ha'nesua sis arsu. Nesuas can have Erison. K'loi gazar Erison out to Nesuan. He did not make Xera Erison out to Nesuan. V'yasur Rabbi Yaisi l'meymar, kol arusas grushas yinasu. An arusa can get married, ha'yu b'leki evil shari. We're not worried about pregnancy, because she's only an Arusa. Arusa to Nesua, like Azrina. We don't make Xera Arusa because of Nesua. Avul Nesua is called Yisarsu, but we don't let Nesuas have Erison. She might be Uberis from the first husband. If you let her have Erison from the second husband, Asu and Subi, she might do Nesua. So we don't make Xera in Arusa because of Nesua, but we do make Xera Erison up to Nesua. What is about the lady, and what is about the act we're permitting? We allow the lady to be in Arusa, and we're not worried that you'll confuse her with a lady that's in Nesua. But the act of Erison, we don't allow because we're afraid you'll confuse it with the act of Nesua. That's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I'm afraid of neither, and Rabbi Meir says, I'm afraid of both.
How do we fit in the words of the Mishnah with Mipnei Ebel then? Is that going to be questioned later?
Well, Arusa is Gerusa is Yinasu, Chutz Mi Almana, Arusa, Mipnei Ebel. Any problem?
Chutz Mi Almana mean a what?
Erison.
In the Erison?
Kol harusais gerusais inasu, chutz mi amana harusa, mipnei ha'ibol.
So now we're the assumption is that Arusa does have Avelis.
Correct. Correct. Okay. The assumption now is that everybody agrees that an Arusa has to have Avelis of 30 days. Correct.
Okay. Making sure.
Back to Gemara. Now, the next question, the next Gemara's Kasha, will slug up both answers. And not only the answer we just said, but even the answer that we said to Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold up Avchana, because we're going to see clearly that he does hold up Avchana. And it's going to slug up both answers. Correct the Gemara. V'samer Rabbi Yehuda nesu asur li'aris. V'samer Rabbi Yossi nesu asur li'aris. Does Rabbi Yossi hold of that zera that an asur can't get do erison? The kind we learned. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, kol hanashim yisarsu, chutz min amana b'tnei ha'ibo. All women can have erison, except for an amanah b'nei ibo. Now, we'll learn that in a minute. V'kama ibo shalah, shlaishim yayim. V'kula lo yinasu, nobody can get married, achi ilam gimul chadashim, until they have 3 months. So let's listen to the Bryce again. All women can have erison besides an amanah, but they can't get married because of avchana. So there goes, right away, there goes the first answer. Rabbi Yossi is saying clearly he's worried about avchana. In the beginning, we said Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold up Avchana. We just proved that he does hold up Avchana. But let's see the question on the second answer. The question on the second answer, seemingly, is from the first line of the Braisa. The Braisa says, Kol Hanashim Yisarsu. We assume Kol Hanashim means Nesuas. Married women can have Erisim. You just said Rabbi Yossi said a Nesua can't do Erisim. So we see that your Pshat Rabbi Yossi is wrong. He says, Kol Hanashim Yisarsu. Zokter Rashi, Kol Hanashim Yisarsu, Afila Nesuas. The Kulam, Hanesuas, Ben Grusha, Ben Amana, Le Yinasum, Shem Avchana, Shleish Hanashim. So over here, clearly we see that Rabbi Yossi makes no Gzeira, but he holds an Avchana. He does an marriage after marriage, right? So there go both Terutzim. The first parents was that he doesn't hold up Avchana. Here he says clearly you have to wait 3 months. And a Nesua can't get married for 3 months. No Nesua after Nesua for 3 months. That means he holds up Avchana. And then he says, all Nashim Yisarsu, even Nesuas. And the second parents was, he doesn't let a Nesua have Erisim. So both Terutzim are shver from this Braisa. Zog to Gemara, hi, my Kusha. I don't understand what your question is. Well, that was the exact language in the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, we changed the Yersa. Didn't we change the Yersa instead of Kol Anoshim Yisarsu? We had changed it to Kol Arusas Gerushas Yinasu. You changed the Yersa in the Mishnah. You changed the Yersa in the Braisa. You can't ask a question from the language of the Braisa when the Mishnah had the same language, and in the Mishnah you were willing to change the language. So if you're willing to change it in the Mishnah, you should have changed it in the Braisa also. So what's the Kasha? Now the Gemara, the Kasha is from the end, because it says, Elam Yisefa, the Tani V'kulam Lo Yinasu Achi Yolam Gimbo Chadoshim. They can't have Nesu until 3 months. In Suvei Udoi Yitzir Eloi, Ha'isru Sishaper Dami. Mashma, they can't do Nesu'in, but Erisin is permissible. And you said, Rabbi Yossi doesn't allow Erisin either, because the Nesu'in can't have Erisin. And here it says, Vayinasu. That's the Kasha on our Teret. From the first part of the Braisa, you changed the Girsa. You changed the Girsa in the Mishnah, changed the Girsa here. But in the Sefer it says, V'kulam Vayinasu, which is Mashma, it's going on Nesu'in, right? On Nesu'a. And it says you can't have Nesu'in because of 3 months. Mashma only Nesu'in, not Erisin. So Amar Rava, Tzvei Mahakhi. You can answer that. And change the Sefer. Just as like you change the Resha, you can change the Sefer. Kala Arusas Gerushas Yinasu Chutzman Amana B'nei Ibo. The way you change the Mishnah. All Arusas can get married, and Amana has to wait 30 days. Amana B'nei Erisin. V'kami Ibo Shalash Shalashim Yoyim. Unesuas lo yisarsu. We're changing that second language. Nesuas can't have erison. Achi elam shleishu chadosh. We're changing it. It's not kulam lo yinasu. it's Kuma Yisarsu, and the Sula can't have Erisin till 3 months because of Xera. So basically, we took the Brisa and changed all the words to accommodate Rabbi Yossi's answer that says that, according to the way we're saying now, by the way, it doesn't save the first answer because it clearly shows Rabbi Yossi holds of Avchana. So the first answer was he's not worried about Avchana. It clearly says in this Brisa that he is. But it saves the second answer that Enochinami, Rabbi Yossi holds of the Sula can't have Erisin. And when the Brisa said Kulam Leinasu, it means Kulam Leinasu. Rashi. Hachanami, Tani Kala Arusis Gavushis Yidasu, Kutzman Amon Afil Arusim Meibu. Kulan Arusis Leinasu Afil Gavushis Deleki Ibu. Because she didn't love Chana, worried about Chana. Elami Seifa, the question is from the Seifa. Now, Karka Kana Suas Leinasu, the Ukma Reisha Arusis Yidasu. First part said an Arusis could get married. So obviously, when it says Leinasu, means the Suas can't get married. I'm sorry, the Liga was doing that Mishma Khana than the Suez. And by Arusa we didn't make it Zera. It was gonna save on the Suez guy. The save must be going on the Suez. The Tani Lo Yinasu, the meaning of Khana. Abelisru say, Shabra Dami, that Arison's permitted. The Liga is reading Arison out in the Suez. So we see from the end of the Bryson that he makes neither Zera. Twitzve Mahi. The Vadai saved on the Suez guy to the government. The Sefer is talking about Nesuah. Well, me like Tani Lo Yinasu, El Lo Yisarsu, and Nesuah can't have Erisin. So basically, we took the Brisa, changed the words, and at the end of the day, so far, we have three opinions. Remeir, who bans everything for everybody. Rabbi Yehuda, who says all Arusas can get married, all Nesuahs can get Erisin, except he agreed to the Avelas of 30 days from an Arusa getting married. And Rabbi Yisrael says, we let an Arusa get married, but we don't let an Asua have Erisin, because we're afraid if we let her have Erisin, she'll have the Asua. And we're worried about that she might be pregnant from husband number one because she was an Asua. Frech de Gemara. The problem over here is, we're assuming now that an Arusa has an Avelis. That's what we're saying. That an Arusa or Mana cannot get married because of Avelis. Frech de Gemara by Erisin mi Isla Ibu. Does an Arusa have Avelis? V'atani Reb Chiya Barami. Ishtay Arusa, v'aynan, v'loy metamela. A Kayan cannot be, is not an Aynan, nor is he allowed to be metamei to his wife, the Arusa. V'chein hi loy aynanes, she is not an Aynan for him, v'loy metamelai, she has no mitzvah to be metame to her husband. A woman has a mitzvah to be metame to her husband. She's not, he's not her husband. It's only Arusa. Meisa Yarsha doesn't inherit her. He dies. If there's a ksuba, she collects it. Now, if it says, it means there's no Avelis. Because if there were Avelis, there would be Aninus. And the fact that there's no Aninus means there's no Avelis. And we've just said that Arusa has Avelis. Rashi. Rashi is bothered. A Kohenes has no Isser Tumah. So what does that mean, loy metama? She's not allowed to be? A kohenes can be metama to whoever she wants. She has no mitzvah to be metama to her husband. A woman has a mitzvah to be metama to her husband. But an arusa does not have that mitzvah. So the kasha is, your whole answer was based on an arusa having avelis. It's not true. An arusa doesn't have avelis.
Can she do it?
I'm sorry?
Can she metame?
Yes.
She could do it, right?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, so what chumrah does she bring about herself?
Nothing. Aishas Kayan has no restrictions of tumma at all. But any wife has a mitzvah to be metame to her husband. Since it's only her aris, she has no mitzvah to be metame to him. A Kayan's wife can be metame to anybody. She can go to any levaya. The question over here, it says, loy metame loy. What does that mean? The woman can't be metame to her aru? She can be metame even if she's married. She can be metame to anybody.
So the answer is?
Anybody else. What? The answer
so the answer is?
The answer is, there's a mitzvah for a wife to be mekayemet to her husband. Nothing to do with kayin. Doesn't Arusa have that mitzvah to her aris? Vaymetamala doesn't mean she's not allowed to be. Vaymetamala means she's not commanded to be metame to him.
But if she wants to, she could.
She can be metame to her fourth cousin, second removed. Aishas Kayan has no restrictions. So why can't she be metame to him?
Right.
He's no different than anybody else.
What does it mean, mitzvah l'tame? What does that mean?
The mitzvah for a spouse to be involved in attending the funeral and becoming tame to her spouse to show that kavod hames.
So she go out of her way to be under the same ohel as her dead husband?
I don't know. Halacha l'maaseh, I don't know. You ask me halacha l'maaseh, I don't know. But I don't know. I didn't look it up. But there's a chiyuv for a spouse to be metame to a spouse. Whatever that means, I don't know practically.
Okay.
And for the Gemara Tanoim, there's a machlokes Tanoim if Arusa has avelus or not. I'm sorry. We're going back to the beginning of the first shot. You're right. An Arusa has no avelus. And we're talking about an Asua. All the way back to the first shot in the Mishnah. And the question was, and the Sua should be allowed to have Erison, because during the week of Tisha B'Av, we allow Erison. So if we allow Erison during the week of Tisha B'Av where we don't let laundry, so for sure, we should allow Erison for a Shleishim where we do allow laundry. That was the Gemara's question. Zog the Gemara, that assumption that you made, that Erison is permissible in the week of Tisha B'Av, is a machlokes Tanoim. And Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Erison is not permitted. That means we're deleting all the answers we sent on this Amud. We're going back to the original shot that Rabbi Yossi said, a Nesua can have Erison, but a Nesua Almana has to wait 30 days before she has Erison. Our question on that shot was, Erison is not a Simcha. The Raya is we let it during the week of Tisha B'Av, where we don't allow laundry, and by Shloshim we're more kulavik. We allow laundry, and still we would ban Erison. So therefore, because of that, we had to make all kinds of changes in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara is saying, delete all these answers and go back to the original chat. And that which you said, that during the 9 days, there's no Isser of Erison is a machlokes. Tanoi v'tanya v'ashchodesh aratayus. This is 9 days. Ha'am mematin me'askeyim, have to cut back on their business. Melita velite, to do extra business. We live nice to build a binyan of simcha. Lintaya to plant a plant of simcha. Umili arayis, not to do Erison. Umilisa, not to do nesuah. Shabbos, Shechal, Tisha B'Av, the Taichah, also the Saper Luchabbos. The week of Tisha B'Av, there's added Isurim, haircuts and laundry. It says clearly here that even the week before Tisha B'Av, the 9 days, Erison is Asur. But Yeshayimim, and there are those that say, Kalachaydish Asur, that it's Asur all the month, I believe it means to say that haircuts and laundry are Asur from Rosh Chodesh. That's what it means. Maskevler, so here is the answer. Rabbi Yossi holds, Erison is a simcha, and it's usher during Avelis, just like it's usher during the 9 days. Before we learned it's mutter, to machlekes tanoim. Rashi, elo tanoi, elo ailam dektani masis. Go back to the original pshat. Kol anashim yisarsu. Ugedim reshina b'leish ma'itim, like we said all the way beginning of the sugya. That's the uskoi. The evil in Kabanai, on the Machlokes of Yudin and Rabbi Yossi is Avelis. Lashmina on the Erison, be my Abel Usser. Rabbi Yossi holds Erison as Usser, be my Abel. Ah, on the Kashalok, the Kleidim Azman, the Tonim Arson. We had a Brighton that said Erison is permitted during the week of Tisha B'Av. Tanoi, the Inkabim on the Usser, the Zaman, the Omen of Usser. But he's the Tonim Arson, love the Riachali. And that which said that you can have Erison during the week of Tisha B'Av is not according to everybody. Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree. So we're changing everything we said back to the original Pshat. Leave the Mishnah alone. Rabbi Yossi doesn't make any Xeris. The Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is just, can a Nesuah have Eris? Rabbi Yehuda holds a Nesuah doesn't have Eris, it is not Asher and Avelis, and Rabbi Yossi holds Eris, it is Asher and Avelis. It's an Avelis Machlokes. Fret to Gemara, Maskeva, Ravashi. Oh,
wait.
You created a new opinion. I'm sorry?
That what Rabbi just said. The Machlokes is whether they're allowed to do Erison or.
Yes, exactly. You just said it. Machlokes is allowed to do Erison during Shleishim. Correct. From Nesuah.
For Nesuah, everybody agrees that there is a Velas that's talking about she's Minha Nesuah. She was Mamish Mary.
Correct. There's no Avelis in Erison. There's no Avelis in Erison.
But even her PhD holds. But this is not Tisha B'Av, so she can do an Erison because this is not like Tisha
B'Av. No, she can't. Rabbi Yossi holds she can't. Rabbi Yossi agrees to the pattern that says it's Asher Meliaris.
Asher Meliaris? Why? She's not an Avela. She's not Tisha B'Av.
From Nesuin. Hold a sec. We're talking about a Nesuah.
Nesuah, okay, got it. Okay. But Mina Erison, everybody would agree that there's no Avelis.
What?
If it's Mina Erison, she was just an Arusa, then everybody
could
have
no Avelis at all.
Everybody.
She can even get married.
Right. Okay.
We're talking about a Nesuah who has Avelis. The whole problem was we showed that during Avelis, Erison is Mutter. That's what got us into this whole mess.
We say it's a Machlokes tonight. Okay.
That's a Machlokes tonight. Maskeva Ravashi. Now let me explain what Ravashi is going to do outside before we learn him inside. Ravashi is going to try and prove that it can't, Ravashi does not want to accept that anybody asks Arison during the week of Tisha B'Av. He wants to say that when the Brisa said Liares, it didn't mean Erison, because Erison is not a Simcha. And there's no reason to Asher Erison. Erison meant in that Brisa a party from Erison. And therefore he rejects the answer. Because the answer is saying that Erison is Asher during the 9 days, during the week of Tisha B'Av. And he says that's not true. Either Brisa said it, the Brisa doesn't mean Erison. It means Sudas Erison. He doesn't want to accept that there's any opinion that bans Erison during the 9 days. Maskeva Ravashi. The Maid Laris Mamish. No Milam Evit Sudas Erison is Asher. Maybe it just means that you can't have a Sudas Erison. Nothing to do with Erison of making Erison. Dr. Gemara, well, look at the next word. It says Milisa. Are you going to say the same thing? You're going to be Lisa Lignosinami Lemevet Sudas Nesuin of the Asher or Lisa Shopper Dummy? When the next word says Liaris Melisa, are you going to say the same thing? It means not to have Arison, Sudas Arison, and not to have a party for Nesuin, but Nesuin is Mutter? That's impossible. Dr. Gemara, no. Hachiash. Bishlam and Nesuin Beloy Sudaika Simcha. Nesuin is a Simcha. Nesuin is a Simcha because it's consummating a marriage. Erison without the Suda is not called the Simcha. And therefore, it's just a halfway process. That's not a Simcha. And therefore, Ravashi says there's no reason to assume that anybody would ask their Avelos during the week of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, back to the Kasha. Why is Erison Asher during Avelos? If it's not Asher the week of Tisha B'Av, and laundry is Asher, and laundry is permissible during Shleishim, so why isn't Erison permissible during Shleishim? And for the Gemara, Elam Ravashi, and this is the final answer. Let me explain it outside. Don't compare 9 days to Avelis for two reasons. Number one, the 9 days is commemorating something that happened a long time ago. It's not fresh. And therefore, the restrictions aren't as severe. And number two is, we're making it Isser on everybody. It's hard to make it very Asher for everybody. On individuals, we can be stricter. Therefore, in the 9 days, the week of Tisha B'Av, we allow Erison. because it's an old avelus and it's on a rabbim. Whereas in the 30 days of avelus, even though we let laundry, but we're more machmer and erison. It's a fresh avelus and it's for an individual. Rashi, Dr. Gemara, Elam or Rashi. Shiny avelus de rachadosha me avelus yishana. An old is different than a new. And shiny avelus de rabim, the avelus de yachad. And therefore it ends up contradictory to a certain extent. Because when it came to laundry, right, we had it one way. And when it came to erison, we have it the other way. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi Elam Ravashi, Vaimituk Megatanoi, Rabbi Yisim Bayi Demahid Erison, the Marison. He's masking that during the 9 days you can have erison. With the Kashalach Kavachai, really? Shiny Ben Avelis Chadosh the Tishabav, the Avelis Yishana. And it's Avelis the Rabbim. Hilkachilo, therefore, is more lenient. So Taisvis and the Ridva are bothered, but you haven't answered the contradiction. So then why by laundry is the 9 days more severe? Manushak. If you're telling me Avelus Chadosha and Avelus the Yachid is more severe, it should be across the board. So therefore, that's Taisa's Kasha. Right? So Taisa says that business and laundry is something to be more machmer by rabbim than by yachid. And Eris, because it's a thing of frehesya, thing done in public, right? Business is done in public. In those days, laundry was done in public. Whereas Erisin is a more private thing, and therefore they're machmer by chadasha more than yishana. So Taisus learned that the Gemara is answering as follows. Chadasha is different than yishana, and therefore things that are not public were more strict. And Rabim is different than Yachid, and therefore things that are public were more strict in the 9 days. Not like Rashi. Rashi seems to say that Rabim and Old is more kulidik. Rashi does not resolve why by long do we go the other way. Taisa's answer is that the Gemara is answering both. Public things were more machma by Rabim than by Yachid. Private things were more meiko by Old than by New. That's how Taisa learns the Gemara. Fine. Any questions? Weiter. Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Abo Achim, the son Arbin Ashim. You have four men, brothers, married to four wives. There are more brothers. But four of them, Umesu. Four brothers married to four strangers, nothing related to each other except their sisters-in-law. Right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all married. None of them had children, Rachman and Lutfan, and they died. And Yisachar, and Zvulun, and Dan, and I don't care how many brothers are left. Im Ratzah HaGadol Shem Liyabim Es Kulam Hershus Biyadar. Yisachar was the oldest one remaining, can say, I'm doing Yibam to all four. We do not stop him from marrying all four ladies. And never. The other ones can't say, excuse me, you had your mitzvah, it's my turn now. No. To mitzvah HaGadol Liyabim, he can be Miyabim four times over. I'm sorry?
Is it Vasachas or Zachazet? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter. By the way, this is not Erevah here. There's no Erevah question here. He's a regular Ashes Ach with no children. There's a mitzvah called Yibum. No Erevah here.
And Rabbi, this is Yibum only. This is not Chalitza.
This is Yibum only? Not Chalitza. Yeah, he can do Chalitza also. The Chiddush is that we're letting him do Yibam to four women.
But he could also free all of them by doing Chalitza to all four of them before the next brother can do anything.
Right. He could do that also. Correct.
Okay.
Well, wait a second. We had a Shiloh. Whether the younger brother wants to do Yibam and the older brother does Chalitza, right? We had a question whether we let the older brother do Chalitza or we tell him, let the younger brother do Yibam. That was a question we dealt with a few weeks ago. The Chiddush of this Mishnah has nothing to do with Chalitza. The Chiddush of this Mishnah is that we're allowing the older brother to take care of all four Yibums. That's the Chiddush. Harvey, your question about Chalitza goes back to the Gemara before. When a younger brother wants to do Chalitza and an older brother wants to do Yibum, what do we do?
Yeah.
Rebbe?
Yes.
I mean, once he does Yibum or Chalitza to one of the women, doesn't that pot to all of them?
Why? They're married to four different husbands. Wasn't one brother married to four wives? It was four brothers married to one wife.
Right.
Mishai Nasu Lishnei Nasu. Somebody married to two women. Umay. And he died. Be'asar Chalitzasu Shul Achas Mehen V'Teres Teresa. This is where the Mishnah is telling you something that we've known all along, but the Mishnah never told us. That Yibum or Chalitza is only to one of the brothers' wives, not to all of them. Meaning Reuben died to leave three wives, you do Yibum or Chalitza to one, not to all three. We've assumed that since that base, but this is where the Mishnah says it. Why does the Mishnah say it here? Because of the next halacha. Ha'isa achas k'shera v'achas k'suva. One happened to be previously divorced. She was asa tekuna. Now, her husband died. And she has a co-wife who's not asa tekuna. So we say like this. Im ha'yachaylet, chaylet v'msula. If you're going to give chalitza, give it to the one that's already asa tekuna. Why hurt a lady and make her asa tekuna? If you give chalitza to the one that's muta tekuna, you're limiting her shiduchim chances because she becomes asa tekuna. You have another one that's already asa tekuna. Why don't you just do it to her and not hurt anybody else? If you do Yibum, you can pick anyone you want. It doesn't mean only the Chera. It means you can even be Miyabim the Chera. There's nothing wrong. Why can't you be Miyabim the Chera? She's as eligible for Yibum as the other one, and you're not hurting her in any way. Rashi? Top of the Amid Aleph. Haisa achas Chera lekuna? V'achas sulga shenizgarshim eshachar, she got divorced from another man. In ba'yabam lachloit chaylitz lepsula. B'layimsa lachak Chera lekuna. And this is the rule. We're going to have this repeated a number of times. Do not throw out the water of your pit when others can use it. Don't ruin something. You don't need it. You don't care if you give her chalitza. But why are you hurting her? Why are you affecting some? Maybe somebody else, a client, wants to marry her. And you're hurting somebody when it's available. So you might as well give chalitza to the one that's possible.
Maybe you have to see everyone smile.
I'm sorry?
He's smiling very much.
Why is he smiling?
Hey, it's a kayin.
Yeah, oh. I thought because he's in a religious mood today and it's mom is giving us muster that he shouldn't hurt other people. That's why I thought he was smiling.
Rebbe, that's why I was smiling. Kleinman made up his own thing. You Rebbe's right why I thought of it, not what Kleinman said.
That's true.
Frank Tigamara, is only four brothers. If there's four brothers, nobody's doing Yibum. But it doesn't say that five brothers and four died. It says four brothers. Mashma, they're the only brothers. Well, if they're the only brothers, ain't nobody doing Yibum or Chalitza. Doesn't mean four brothers. It means four of the brothers. Rashi.
Who's going to do Yibum?
And for the Gemara, Abom Meyachim. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. There is no Peliyayitz. Unfortunately, I forgot my Peliyayitz at home.
Thank you.
Simon Mazmazel, Shot of Mitzlachas.
Mazmazel, Mazmazel. Mazmazel, Mazmazel.